underneath, and he hits a high drive at a deep center. Going back is Sizemore, still back. Goodbye! Over the center field wall and into the garden out there, and the Giants have a 5-4 lead. And Adam Duvall back for the minor leagues, and he hits another home run. That's his second as a big leaguer.
Hey, this is Brandon Belt. You're listening to Giants Warm Up with Marty Lurie and Patrick Connor right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have everyone back here at the Public House. We've got baseball coming up, a great cut. And sitting with us, we have Adam Duvall of the Giants right here. Boy, nice home run. Two home runs already, and I will say this. When he hits them, they go. There is no doubt. There are no wall scrapers here. Adam, nice to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Go ahead, Pat. You want to jump in there?
Well, that was your number two homer here at AT&T against these very same Phillies, right? And you busted up the kale garden. Your first one was against the Reds, right? It was against the Reds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you grew up in Kentucky, so are you a Reds fan? Did you grow up as a Reds fan?
Not really.
Okay.
I was more of a Derek Jeter fan, so kind of the Yankees and more of just a Derek Jeter fan just because I like the way he goes about doing things.
Hey, you got a very big walk yesterday coming into that game and a very key part of that inning. Tell us about that at-bat. Mario Hollins, the kid from El Cerrito High School, local kid, was on the mound. A very funky Dontrelle Willis kind of delivery, but it was a key walk in the inning.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's a hard thrower, so anytime you come off the bench, you just want to try to get a good fastball and put a good swing on it. But, he really wasn't around the zone too much then, and so any way you could get on base at that point in time is good. So, you know, knowing that you're the tying run, and, you just want to go up there and work a good at-bat and try to work your way on base.
Yeah, and the next hit was right off the plate, the old Baltimore chop. What did you think of that one when that went up in the air?
Hey, then we would take them any way they came. So, Panic showed some good hustle and beat it out, and that's how rallies get going, and that's how big innings start.
You've been on the roller coaster, Fresno, back here, and this is you told me your third time up. I've lost track already.
Wow.
When you go back, what do you think? And when you come up, what do you think?
It's part of the process. You know when you're coming up here that, you don't know how long you're going to be here. So you just try to play well and anywhere you're at, whether it's Fresno, whether it's here. Just try to play well and help whoever you're playing with win.
Boy, it's happening as we have 40 games to go. It becomes a very interesting part of the season.
You pocket that meal money when you're up?
Yeah.
Hold that for a rainy day, right?
Yeah, for sure.
How much are they giving now, by the way? How much is daily meal money?
That's a good question. I honestly really don't know. I've been up bits and pieces of the road trip, so, I really didn't do the math.
Okay.
But whatever it is, it's nice. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Probably three digits past the decimal point,
yeah,
I think.
You're eating well. Adam last night took part in the Root Beer Float fundraiser before the Earthquake soccer game. And it raises funds for juvenile diabetes research. Tell us about the evening last night and why you're involved with it, and I did not know the story.
Yeah. So I was contacted by Juliana with San Jose Giants, and, she got me set up with the people down there. And, I hopped in a car and drove down there right after the game and served sugar-free root beer with no sugar added ice cream.
This is very important because when we talk about this and it's for diabetes, and we say, well, it's a root beer float day.
Which is mind-boggling a little bit, right?
And I think we said, well, if it's for Alcoholic Anonymous, it's have your beer and then come to, so it didn't fit.
Right.
But I'm glad that you clarified that. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's an important key right there for diabetics. But no, I mean, living with diabetes, you can have sugar, and you just got to watch your intake and, learn how to deal with it and give the right insulin and stuff like that. So, I'm type 1 diabetic, so, it's kind of dear to me to try to give back and try to raise awareness there. Anything I can do, I love to do it and give back to the awareness.
Right on.
When were you diagnosed with it, Ted? Did you know this?
I was diagnosed in 2011.
Now, how old were you at this point?
I was 22.
Wow. So did you have any inkling?
I lost a bunch of weight in spring training, and, I showed some signs of being diabetic, and we did some blood tests, and, sure enough, it came back.
So.
Wow. How's your daily routine affected by the diabetes?
You know, I've always been a good eater. You know, I eat well. I don't eat too many sugary things and sweet stuff. So, you know, it didn't change too much. Just learning, you know, how much insulin to give and you know, to go about it that way. But, you know, not too much. I think you can live with this, you know, without changing too much of your diet. And, you know, so it's not too bad.
Okay.
Did people ask you questions about it, like going out there last night and it was obvious who you were? People come up to you and ask you about it and advice, saying they have it or things like that?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
What kind of questions do you get?
It's kind of funny. The biggest conversation starter was the insulin pumps. Wow. You know, different people were coming up and asking me, you know, what kind of insulin pump I was on. And, you know, we both pulled them out of our pockets and we're showing each other the, you know, the cool features of both of them. So, you know, it was cool to get to interact with, you know, people that's living with it. And, you know, it's pretty neat.
Well, great. Adam Duvall with us. Nice to have him here, isn't it?
Yeah, good stuff.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
We thank Kathy Jacobson, of course, for arranging Adam out here. She really does a great job. Position for you. Now, you play first, you play third, you play the middle infield as well. Joe Panik seems to be, you know, nailing that down. Duffy's in there as well. You young guys are making an impression this year. You've got a couple of home runs. I say that swing is that quick swing. I think you can hurt just about anybody. This is an interesting transition for you. Where would you like to play? And I know you like playing the major leagues, but if you had a position to say, where would you like to play?
You know, I mean, the corner infield, I think, is you know, where I'm at now and you know, where my body type fits and my bat fits in the lineup. And, you know, so honestly, You told me not to say that, but I'll play anywhere when I'm up here. It doesn't really matter to me. So,
challenge for you being up here with the pitchers. I know yesterday a big walk. You've hit a couple out, and I say they're no doubters when they go. Did you say Patty hit one in the Kale Garden?
Yeah, that's right here. That's what the call was, right?
Center field?
The one to center field was in Philly.
Then the one against the Reds, did that?
That was here. Left field.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that was your first game, right? Right.
Yeah.
That was the first game.
That was my first hit.
Oh, that's right. Well, you got to hit for the Kale Garden. You got to shoot for where Pence likes to put them.
Yeah, yeah.
But
nice.
The biggest challenge for you, well, how do they work you? What do you have to do? And you'll see a guy, if you get an at-bat today, Buchanan is pitching. Mm-hmm. Rookie like yourself, he's got a decision every time out, sinker. Well, what do you have to do? What's your challenge here?
Well, I went to junior college with Buchanan. So
oh, you did?
I know Buchanan. I faced him in AA, and so I know him pretty well. But, you know, I think the challenge for a guy like me coming up here is just to try to stay sharp and try to, you know, work your timing, you know, in the cage and stuff and just work every day because you're not going to be in there every day. So you got to be ready when they need you. So just try to stay sharp, keep your timing down, and be ready to go whenever they need you.
Boy, good. Tell me about Buchanan, though, because I don't know anything about him. We'll see him today. What do we expect?
Yeah, he's got a good sinker, a little cutter, and a curveball and a changeup. But he will mix it up very well. He'll throw anything in any count. But, you know, with the guys we got in our lineup, hopefully we can get something going and have a big inning.
Boy, it'd be interesting. Nice. Good scouting report. I guess everybody's asking you about him.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, have you found a veteran on the team to kind of buddy up with and kind of get some lessons taught?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Buster. I even talked to Timmy. You know, anytime you can pick a pitcher's mind and a good hitter's mind. And, you know, most of the guys are great. I just should say all of them are great. They all, you know, kind of take you under their wing and show you the ropes and, you know, show you what not to do, what to do. And, you know, so all the guys are great.
Now, when you say Timmy, are you talking Lincecum or Hudson? Because I know Hudson and you have some things in common, being Southern guys.
Yeah. Lincecum.
Okay.
Lincecum.
Yeah. All right.
Give me something that Lincecum tells you.
He put me on the spot.
Yeah, can you say it on the air?
He's a different kind of cat, right?
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome. He's a great guy.
But, I mean, his attitude, he pitches today. He's the easiest going guy in the day he pitches.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. He grabbed my glove yesterday and was wondering why I was so big. And I asked him if he was going to go out there and use it if we needed somebody. But he said maybe, you know, they need him.
That's him.
Yeah,
hey,
that's definitely
hey,
him.
Hey, 49ers open up today at their new stadium. Are you a football fan?
I am. I don't really have a team, but I enjoy watching. I enjoy playing fantasy football, and you know, it's all fun.
Good. Now, you went to University of Louisville, right?
Yes.
Don't they have
a
big quarterback now?
Well, Teddy Bridgewater was drafted by the Vikings last year, so 30th.
Pat,
overall.
How do you look at Pat is the football expert?
Well, I love me some college football, but Teddy Bridgewater's darn good quarterback, and they had some a safety that was selected in the first round, so they did well. Louisville did.
Yeah. They have a pretty good football team every year.
And you graduated, or you got drafted in 2010 out of Louisville. And who was their coach? Cragthorpe, maybe?
Charlie Strong.
Yeah, it's the guy from Florida.
Okay. Well, Charlie. Who's now at Texas.
Yeah.
So did the football team and baseball team, did you guys kind of mingle, or did you separate worlds?
Kind of separate worlds. Okay. You know, there wasn't too much there. But, you know, I enjoyed watching the football games as well as the basketball games. You know, we have
Rick Pitino
a huge basketball following, so... you know, it's a very good college sports town.
Sure. Right.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to come out and educating everyone about diabetes, juvenile diabetes. You got a great attitude towards it. Mm-hmm. And I think for parents who hear this and for young people who hear it, they realize it's something that can be dealt with, and you can do it with a sense of humor and feel good about. So I appreciate you coming out.
Thanks, Adam.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right, that is Adam Duvall.
Thanks, guys.
Very nice. Yep. Very nice. And Jen, thank you for escorting him. And Carmen, thank you for sitting here. All right, more coming up right here on KBR 680, the sports leader.